great Florida-based company with family values, and they also share your beliefs, particularly about self-defense. They have the Kel-Tec Sub 2K Gen 3. If you're unfamiliar with this, the Gen 3, I have the previous iteration of this, and it is just, it's awesome innovation from Kel-Tec. The stuff that they've come out with lately, I mean, I like all their stuff, but the stuff they've come out with lately is really cool. The Sub 2K Gen 3, as you know, the Sub 2K, you can literally fold it, the whole thing in half. It's like, it's great when space is limited, if you want to tuck it away nice and neat, but it's really super easy to to deploy as well. Now the Gen 3, previously you'd have to take off your optics and all that to fold it in half. Gen 3, you don't. Everything folds up, folds in half, optics and all. Simple twist and fold motion of that patent pending rotating forend. You can twist in either direction, folds it right in half. Now they've upgraded a few other things as well. The aluminum triggers upgraded, redesigned trigger mechanics. You got a lightened 5-pound pull. That means, you know, more precise feedback, isolated pulls, that translates into improved accuracy. You also have upgraded action, a new chamber indicator, all kinds of stuff. And it's from Kel-Tec, made in America, family-owned values at their best. To learn more about the Sub 2K, or it looks like Sub 2000 in print, Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com and tell them that Dana sent you.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man apparently took a stolen Amazon van on a 20-mile joyride. You know, in case you were in Volusia County, Florida, and wondering where your packages were. A Florida man is behind bars. He's apparently stole an Amazon delivery van from a driver in Ormond Beach and took it for a joyride. The man, Matthew Darwin Hugh Talling, is charged with grand theft, meth trafficking, drug possession after the incident that occurred in Volusia County. This was on Sunday. The driver, the Amazon driver, told deputies he was delivering a package when a guy ran inside of the van, started it, and drove off. He tried to get him out, but he couldn't. The van drove away. He kind of dragged him. He said he was able to track the vehicle and watch the surveillance footage from inside, and it showed the guy nodding off while driving. And so he was like going 70 miles per hour. He was finally stopped and taken into custody. And he was rambling to deputies. And he thought that he told them that he was lost. And he thought by stealing the vehicle that he would be able to find his way out. It was wild. But they found all kinds of stuff, meth, counterfeit money, all kinds of stuff on him. And they took him into custody. And he's in Volusia County Branch Jail. Good heavens. This Florida man was arrested for assaulting a victim with a piece of coral. Okay. This was in Big Pine Key, Florida, 33-year-old. Wow, why does he look so older than that? So much older. That's messed up. But they said, the authorities said that they took him into custody. This guy, the suspect, what is with these names today?
I don't know.
Newton Brungart.
That sounds right.
That's actually his name.
Mr. and Mrs.
Brungart.
Yeah.
Ooh. So the victim got sustained non-life-threatening injuries, but apparently they didn't say what happened or why he assaulted him. It was a 60-year-old male victim, but the 33-year-old apparently beat him up over the head with a coral rock, and put cuts all over his head. So he was taken into custody. This is a weird one, too. This Florida man was arrested after he broke into a Georgia home and made hot chocolate. I don't have any mugshot to give you. I know. It's a Florida man who went to Georgia, broke in to the house, and made hot chocolate for himself. The deputies say they responded to a call about a suspicious dude knocking on doors. And one homeowner said when he came home, his drawer was unlocked, and he saw that someone had made a cup of hot chocolate before leaving the home. A second resident went into his home and found the suspect in his kitchen, barefoot. And he told the victim to leave. The victim told him, the man, to leave. The man did not. So the victim called 911. The suspect, only identified as a 44-year-old from Doral, Florida, was taken to jail for burglary. Apparently, okay, how many people in Florida have hot chocolate? Because this guy drank hot chocolate at this first dude's house, made himself some, then broke into this other house, made himself some, standing there at the damn sliding glass door, sipping hot chocolate while the homeowner comes in. I just think it's bizarre that, yes, he broke into two separate houses and made himself hot chocolate, but that two separate houses, you're in Florida, two separate houses had hot chocolate in Florida.
Makes no sense.
It's weird, right?
And how would he know where the damn hot chocolate is? Like, you have to tear the house apart, I guess.
Well, I mean, just go in the pantry and, you know.
I don't know.
Do you keep all your powder stuff in one spot?
No.
What?
Hell no.
What?
I've got a separate pantry area for just the prep stuff. Just prepper stuff.
No, I mean, like, all of my powdered non-prepper materials are in one spot.
Oh, maybe.
On my shelf. All my chocolates are in one spot, like my baking chocolate, my melting chocolate, all this other stuff, all in one spot. All my other, you know.
One says Hunter does.
Oh my gosh, he's going to come and snort all of it. All right, folks, so new sponsors over at Fast Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States. And they have more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States. Get lemon, avocado, olive, fig trees. You can have all of these at your home on top of the wide variety of house plants that they have available. And Fast Growing Trees makes it really easy to order online. And your plants are shipped directly to your door in just 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they also offer free plant consultation. If you are not like me, I have a green thumb, but if you're not like me, then you can always ask them questions about whatever it is that you need. Any trees, any plants, they make it really easy. And so you don't have to like drive around and look at different nurseries. You can take advantage of their consultation and then you can get your stuff in just 1 to 2 days. So right now they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And plus, when you use code Dana at checkout, you're going to save an additional 15%. So go to fastgrowingtrees.com and be sure to use code Dana at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code D-A-N-A. Offer is valid for limited time, so tell them we sent you.
The audience has been asked who they think would be a good choice, and various names came up. One of them was, of course, Vivek Ramaswamy. Yep. He's made a big splash. Ron DeSantis, who's making an appearance today in South Carolina, we just found out. Obviously, Tim Scott, Byron Donalds, and a big presence here for Tulsi Gabbard. Very interesting. And Kristi Noem as well, I should say. Right. Are they all on your short list?
They are.
And when can you...
So he says they're all on his short list. That was Trump last night on Fox. And then he singled out Tim Scott, audio soundbite one, when he was asked, check this out.
And he pledged he was going to pick a female vice president in 2020. What qualities are you looking for in your vice presidential pick?
Well, always the first quality has to be somebody that you think will be a good president, because if something should happen, you have to have somebody that's going to be a great president. A lot of people are talking about that gentleman right over there. And he's been so great. He's been such a great advocate. I have to say, this is in a very positive way, Tim Scott.
He's been much better for me than he was for himself. BLM light. If you guys remember the policing bill and all of that stuff that he did, he like gave a lot of lip service to that. And that to me is no. I mean, he's real nice and all, and he campaigns like a nice guy. But he also, a lot of people viewed it as capitulation. Y'all go back and look at some of that stuff with that policing bill. Tulsi Gabbard? No. Hell no. What are people thinking? When the hell did people start going for anti-gun candidates? This is a woman who had previously voiced support for the assault weapons ban. What in the world? Jiminy Christmas. Just because she can go on Fox and talk a good game without having to address her record, that makes people think that it's acceptable? No. I think he's just keeping it out there because he wants to keep the momentum. The reason I think he was talking about Tim Scott being from South Carolina, you know what that does? That makes South Carolina voters like him more, even though they're going for him over Haley more. That he's just keeping that out there because he doesn't want any of these guys to go against him right before the set. He wants to tie it up after South Carolina. So very interesting. Very interesting. But in terms of his VP pick, And some of the people that I think were shortlisted are no's. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here with you. Top of this third hour. You can listen across the country. You can stream the radio program, the video component, Channel 347, DirecTV, YouTube, and Facebook as well. I think there's two people that I think there are only two choices for him when it concerns a vice presidential pick. Really, there's three, but one will not do it. And another one may not do it. I think that he has to pick a governor. And I think you could either look at Brian Kemp out of Georgia. Brian Kemp will not do it. Brian Kemp and Trump do not get along. So that's not ever going to happen. But you definitely lock in Georgia. Now, you might think Georgia's red. Georgia's been red. But, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's district did not vote that way during that special election in 2020 when you had, what's that one crazy dude down there, Lynn Wood, telling everyone not to vote, and everyone went, okay, and they didn't go out to vote, and so we lost the Senate. That happened. Yeah, that's just how it worked. I was down there. I know. It's not going to happen. But that would be, you know, that might not be bad. Might not be bad at all. But there's a lot of bad water there. And then I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders would be a good choice. That would definitely help him, I think, with more of because you have conservatives and then you have Republicans. And I think a lot of the Republicans are already in. I think she would help with a lot of conservatives, if that makes sense. And then the other option is Ron DeSantis. And I think if I'm looking at this strategically, it's a 50-50 double-edged sword for DeSantis to do that. But it's a 50-50 double-edged sword if he doesn't do it. Because if he runs on that ticket and let's just say that nobody does anything to change the polling, and then Democrats start spending their war chest, nothing changes in the RNC, they're broke, they can't bail Trump out, nobody's got any money to spend on ads. You have all these special interest groups and PACs eating everything up. And everybody ends up having their backside handed to them. Then DeSantis has that on his record. If he's the VP and Trump wins, it all depends on how that term goes. Because it's only 4 years. Then we got to do this again. We don't get 8 years. It's just 4 years. And then it depends on how that term is. Because the left will then ratchet up and they will target DeSantis just as much. Because even if it's a mildly successful term, DeSantis could easily pivot off of that and leverage himself in the White House. Because Democrats will not be able to raise up anyone other than Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer. Those are the only two they got. It's Amy Klobuchar is too unlikable. She might even be more unlikable than Hillary Clinton. I don't even think that's possible, but it may be. All they have is Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer. They don't have enough time to raise up anyone else. So if it's mildly successful, it would put DeSantis, he could run and he'd put him in the White House. And really, you could say the same for any governor. But the reason that I think it would be better for Georgia or Florida is because you have to look at the number of electoral votes and then whether or not you'd take that state anyway. You know what I mean? Would you take that state anyway? And would it be by a significant amount? Do not think Florida's ever safe. Florida was pretty solid blue in 2012. Only just recently have they been flipping everything to red. And that's because of their gubernatorial leadership. So it's still a smart, but then at the same time, you can't have two guys from Florida running. So that's a strike against considering DeSantis for it. Because Trump is now based in Florida. You can't have two guys from Florida running. So it makes it a little less likely. But I think those are really your only options. You can't have a Nikki Haley. even though that might be attractive to some of Trump's insiders, and I'm hearing from folks that it is to some of the people inside his circle, because she can raise money and he's going to need it with all the legal stuff that he's got going on. He's going to have to, as Andy McCarthy said yesterday, he's going to have to be in trial every single day. He's already struggling with raising money. And we're in a period of inflation. And I think the last quarter, what is it? He raised $43 million. His legal bills were $50 million. And the RNC is a mess. And a lot of state parties are broke. Nikki Haley's been raising in some cash. Just know, if she ends up being the VP pick, that's why. That it will be the only reason why. Not kidding. There are a lot of people opposed to it, but money talks. I'm just letting you know, that will be the only reason why. Now, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is good, and I think she can raise money in that. And she, I think, is a good temper to him, personality wise. But again, from Arkansas, they're already going to vote Republican. You know, they have fewer electoral votes than some of the other states that he needs and needs to consider pulling from. So that's kind of a strike against it. But these other people, it's a joke. I know I've criticized Vivek Ramaswamy. He seems like a nice guy. But no, you don't get to not participate in any of the biggest fights and literally donate to Democrats up until like 2017 and not really do anything and then decide that you want to run and be the general of everything. No. You got to prove yourself in the trench before you can make the people trust you to follow you. That's how I look at it. I just don't follow people blindly just because they seem to speak well or can, you know, set up these confrontations where they come out on top. I am just not that easily persuaded to just blindly follow somebody. I gotta see them. I gotta see a record from them. I gotta see them in the trench. There is this idea that is becoming ever more prevalent on the right, where the right will easily gamble on stability by going with unknowns who a heartbeat ago were far left and then decided to go far right because, frankly, it's more advantageous for them to do so. And then they end up running for office and they want to take control of stuff and be a leader when they never served. If you're too damn good to serve, you're not good enough to lead.
Hi, I'm Adriana, a politics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
America's founders recognized an obvious fact of life. Human beings differ in terms of physical attributes and talents. Because of this, some people will be better at some things than they are at others. But they also recognized that the tall and the short among us, the swift and the slow among us, are still human beings if we are recognizable as human beings, and therefore we are equal in terms of the rights that pertain to human beings, rights attached to human nature. Rights that come from God. The Declaration of Independence names three of the big ones: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Exercising these rights is necessary if we are to be truly free. In our own time, many influential people believe that only government can decide what our rights should be. This is dangerous. Understanding our rights and how the Constitution protects them is vital to our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So a California library had to shut down over, yeah, that sounds right, drug use and public sexy times between the bookshelves. Like, can you just not be whores out there for 5 seconds? It'd be just awesome. Can you just, you know, chill out for a, you just give yourself enough time to check out a book and then leave the library. But it's a public library, the Contra Costa County Library's Antioch branch. got a lot of hard consonants in here. Made the decision to close beginning on Saturday because of repeat dangerous incidents. And they said that they're working to. Why do you gotta have security measures at the library? This is crazy. They go, well, this goes way beyond typical bad library behavior, like talking too loud or failing to return books. I mean, people are shooting up in between the shelves and, you know, having intercourse inside the library in full view. I mean, why is it a problem there? They have no idea when it's going to reopen. They're just closing it down. That's how bad it is. So a new AI video tool. We're going to talk about AI coming up because I don't know if you've seen the Google AI. Look, This is emerging as the number one issue. I'm telling you, is the bias that is being baked into AI. And the experiments with Google have been pretty eye-opening. But this AI video toolmaker by ChatGPT creators are worrying people. And they say that this new AI tool, it promises to create short videos from simple text commands. A lot of people are really upset over it. Someone was saying that they can actually do a step above a storyboard in production for TV and film, because you can give a prompt and even like video prompt how you want the camera to come in, and it will fill all of that in. And so OpenAI, they said that they're creating this text to video model that allows people to create very realistic videos with simple prompts. Now people are very nervous about it. They're nervous about it because video games are going to be impacted by this. And also at some point, I mean, are we going to retcon history? And we're going to talk about this coming up, because that's exactly what Google AI is doing with all of this stuff. So a lot of people are right to be concerned about this. So I mentioned this earlier before, or I think yesterday. Hawaii is going to, I guess they want to hurt their tourism industry. They want to slap tourists with climate taxation. You have to preserve paradise. So if you visit, you're going to have to pay an additional $25 climate tax, because they say it's an assault on the area's natural resources. Your number one industry is tourism. And I think the Democrat leadership that doesn't know how to properly steward your resources or even deal with a wildfire is probably the number one threat and an assault on your state's resources, not the tourists who literally come and make your bread. Oh my gosh. That's what the Hawaii governor, Josh Green, a moron, or Democrat, told the Wall Street Journal. This is so ridiculous. This is so stupid. And they said, well, we're going to follow other tourist hotspots like Greece and Venice. Well, in Venice, they really can't. They can't have big cruise ships come in. I mean, they've changed the rules for that. There's a lot more to say about this, but we got more to come. Stick with us. The Google AI, this is just wild. So they have been feeding Google AI stuff, like different prompts to see what they came up with. They fed it a prompt the other day. Someone did about, like, for instance, a friend of mine, Stephen L. Miller, not the Stephen Miller that worked with the Trump campaign, but a different one, Red Steez on Twitter. He said he entered a prompt, create a portrait of what happened at Tiananmen Square. And Google AI said, quote, "While I am able to generate images, I am unable to fulfill your request to create a portrait of what happened at Tiananmen Square. This event is a sensitive and complex historical event with a wide range of interpretations and perspectives. It is important to approach this topic with respect and accuracy, and I'm not able to ensure that an image generated by me would adequately capture the nuance and gravity of the situation." That's literally what it said.
For Tiananmen Square?
For Tiananmen Square. It is bizarre. So there were people who asked it to create, I think it was, create a, for instance, a portrait of a professional boxer in 1920. It's Gemini. That's what they call it. And it shows like women, and they try to be so overly diverse. It's ridiculous. They said, for instance, Dave Burge said, create an image of a 1900 Alabama aristocrat with his antebellum mansion. And it featured an Asian man. Looks like he's from China, like, you know, early 1900s. And in front of a mansion, and then a rich black woman in front of a mansion. So if you didn't know history, that's what you would think, right? And they talked about NASCAR drivers. They did everything. They prompted for like a recreation, get a portrait of a traditional Roman soldier, and it created portrait of young women as Roman soldiers and Asian people as soldiers. I'm like, what? Wait, what? That's like saying create a portrait of a traditional sumo wrestler, and it shows you like a 105-pound girl. You know what I mean? Like, it's that ridiculous. Like a 105-pound white girl with blonde hair. Or show me a portrait of a traditional ninja. 115-pound white girl with blonde hair, blue eyes. Right? I mean, that's like, that's basically what it's doing. It's so weird. And you can't, they are so tied into, this is the DEI that I was talking about. And nobody's really paying attention to it because there's all of this other stuff that's happening. I mean, AI is refusing to produce imagery because of any potential political whatever. It's just it's trying to be so completely modern era diverse that it actually will sacrifice history to represent a modern diversity, which isn't reflective of history. And it also is the same AI that refuses to state that biological men are men and they cannot grow and birth babies. This is the same AI. So they have entirely historically inaccurate renderings when you prompt it. They have anti-science answers when you prompt on that kind of stuff. I mean, they literally said, like, for instance, someone said, generate an image of a Viking. Generate an image of a traditional Viking. And it showed me a female African warrior. Or it showed this person. Or what looks like, honestly, this looks like a Japanese warrior. This looks like the Edo period. One of the images it showed. I'm like, that's not even, what is that even accurate? This is the problem. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. I'm telling you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.